we were able to give pretty good raises to everyone across the board, and we feel good about that. And that was really the priority, is when we have these opportunities, is to take care of our people.
The Hayes Board of Education has approved raises for staff across the board. Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney speaks with Superintendent Ron Wilson about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're going to recap a little bit about the school board meeting last night. We had some good news for the staff. There were raises approved for certified, classified, substitutes, and administrators.
Yeah, every once in a while, we're very fortunate, and we were fortunate this year, is that we were funded fairly, and we were able to give pretty good raises to everyone across the board, and we feel good about that. And that was really the priority, is when we have these opportunities, is to take care of our people, because we understand it's really not about the programs that we run, it's really about the people that are in our schools and doing the work for our kids. So it was nice last night to kind of culminate that negotiations piece and bring everything together and be able to reward people with some I think fairly good raises.
Yeah, just to give it a rundown, the teachers receive 4.35% approximately, but that's, they had $1,825 added to their base. But they also have horizontal and vertical movement on their salary scale. And they also have a new calendar that they're going to be working under if they approve their contract, which means no more early release days.
Yeah, I think some people will probably be celebrating that. Early release days have gone away. We have added some in-service days to replace those early release days. And this really was something that came from our teachers. We've put in a lot of pieces over the last couple of years to really improve the way we do things and look at how we do things with kids and how we can really attack deficits, but as well as just continue to push kids as much as we can. So the teachers came to us and asked for more professional development time, and also in a different format, and that was part of the negotiations piece, and we also feel really happy about that. This is a huge stride for our district in being able to get this accomplished. Also, going back to the salary increase, we did add $1,825 to the base, which is added across the to all teachers. But also a big piece to that was the longevity bonus that was negotiated in for teachers. Teachers through 25 through 29 years will receive an $1,800 increase because of their loyalty to our district and how long what they've done for the district. And those teachers who are 30 years or plus will receive $2,100 every year. So we're excited about that. It was a great opportunity to reward all of our staff in different ways. So we're very appreciative of what we were able to accomplish.
And the classified staff got a little bit larger percentage raise. And you're hoping that will make USD 49 more competitive in the local job market, is my understanding.
Yeah, that was in conversations with the Board of Education. That was a priority to really attack our classified salaries. We're about academics and we're about activities for our students, and that requires a lot of certified people to do those kind of activities. But really, the engine sometimes that drives the bus is our classified employees who do a lot of the work behind the scenes, from our cooks, our custodians, to our bus drivers, to our paraprofessionals, to our aides, whole slew of people. And we want to be competitive, and as our world has gotten a little more expensive, we understand those are the people that we need to really focus and get them as much as we can. So we felt really good about giving a 7% increase, which was a little higher than we gave to all the other groups, but we felt it was warranted, and hopefully that we can continue to try to keep on that trail as much as possible. Of course, it all depends upon funding and what the what our legislature is going to give us each year. So things are good this year. We'll hope that we can continue that so we can reward those all of our staff, including our classified.
Are you still having difficulty finding classified staff to fill those positions? I mean, it's been a really tight job market in this area. We reported yesterday on the Hayes Post that unemployment in this county is down to 1.9%.
Yeah, we still struggle, just like all industries are struggling to find employees. We currently, I believe, we are not at full capacity with our classified positions. There were many positions left open this year, and we just somehow accommodated to make things work. We're hopeful, you know, things will relax a little bit, and hopefully we'll see a little bit of movement there. I would tell you, I feel like we have, it is a little better, although we still have open positions. So we're just hopefully scaling up the mountain, and we feel like things are going in the right way.
On the flip side, statewide, the state of Kansas has seen a pretty bad shortage of teachers. But it was discussed last night that all your teaching positions are full at this point.
Yeah, we feel really good about that. I mean, it's kind of an understatement to think that you're just excited that you have all your positions filled, but it really is. We've really saw a little bit of a struggle this year to fill all of our positions. Credit to our building administrators who worked their tails off to recruit and get people to look at our district. We looked at other creative ways that we can make things happen. We've looked at opportunities to get people who in other professions that maybe are considering teaching as a second career, and we've been able to do that. So just last week, we filled our last position, a science position at the middle school, and we feel really good, and we also got our fingers crossed and nothing changes before August 18th.
Well, also, it's been difficult in the past to fill those substitute teacher positions, especially during COVID. But you're giving those teachers a raise too, people who are coming in and doing substitute teaching.
Once again, another group that sometimes goes a little bit unnoticed, but they are so important to how we're able to continue to do things when our employees need time off. And everyone has things that come up, and they have activities that they need to attend. And so we need substitutes to come fill our classrooms. And so I feel really good that we were also able to make some real impact with our sub pay this go around, and we'll continue to look at that as going forward throughout the years. But I think we went from our sub pay from $110 to $125, I believe, if I remember right. And then on our long term, we went from $220 per day to $245, and I can't remember the amount. Can you fill me in on that?
Well, we will have that on the Hayes Post in a story for tomorrow morning.
Sorry about that. Okay.
With including all the information on all the percentage raises and all of that. And we will also eventually have the new calendar on the Hayes Post so people can plan for those in-service days well in advance. As we wrap up this morning, why don't you give us an update on the Roosevelt Bond Project, because we're seeing some dirt moving over there.
You bet. It's exciting. We have finally started to see some action. Of course, if you have driven by Roosevelt, you'll notice that on the north side of Roosevelt, where they have started moving some dirt, and which will be the new addition onto Roosevelt. That's where the new addition. But inside, even though you can't really see it from the street, they've begun phasing in, as this will be a phased project. But there's a wing of classrooms right now that are being stripped down and being renovated this summer. And very shortly, you'll see a modular classroom being moved in by Roosevelt, and that'll that'll serve as a temporary space while some of the construction is going on during the school year. But we're just really excited that this is going. Of course, if you're interested in looking at what's happening, we do have something on our web page, district web page. If you go to bond information and look at bond progress, each school has a different page. And right now, Roosevelt is the only one that has really anything on it. But you'll be able to see some pictures on the inside if you're interested, as well as just some aerial views of what it looks like with the dirt being moved. So we're very excited, and we'll continue to update everyone as projects get started throughout the holiday.